It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll get rough with Reality Suite, do an awesome cover from the Clydes, crank up Corbelay, and get to know Vulture in their Jersey rock debut. First, joining us over the phone is Maddie Carlock. His new album, Jailbirds, is out now. Maddie, thanks for calling into the show.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. We're stoked about the new release. Tell us about the album, Jailbirds.
It was a long time coming. We started it the night Hurricane Sandy hit by candlelight. In my buddy Chris's basement, we just got our acoustic guitars and we just kind of started making a record while we were all in hardcore bands, so we didn't really know what we were doing, and it just kind of lived in the back of our minds for like a lot of years while we were just going throughout our lives, and we just finally finished it. And it's just about growing up in the suburbs, you know, young and reckless and the trials and tribulations of love and violence and all that stuff. And it features Jesse Malin, features Jared Hart from The Scandals and Mercy Union, and Danny Clinch, celebrity photographer, harmonica player, and I feel really grateful to have them a part of it.
We're totally stoked about the new release, and the music video that came out earlier this year was featured as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week recently. Young and blanked up, we really can't say it, even though it is the internet, but it's a great video, and that kind of ties into everything, because you have some awesome footage from your days in the hardcore acts and a bunch of other great stuff. Tell us about that music video.
That music video, basically, I started playing solo music, and with my acoustic, and I started realizing that nobody really understood where I come from, and nobody knows. Yeah, it's just, I wouldn't say it was bothering me, but I was just like, I was having like an identity crisis playing a lot of solo music and playing a lot of solo shows, acoustic folk shows, and I was like, this kind of like growing up in the hardcore, that's such a big part of me, and nobody even knew that existed. You know, I just wanted to paint a portrait of, so these people can understand where I come from. And a lot of that footage is from tapes from like ninth grade in high school that I just have of like skateboarding culture when we were younger. And a lot of that footage is from me singing for a band called Shy Hulud, a band called Back and Forth, being on tour and singing for a band called Shattered Realm. And just, I don't know, I wanted to show these people, you know, where I've been for the past 10 years as opposed to where I am now, because it's such a big part of me and I felt like that was lost.
Well, I love it, man. It's a great time capsule. It just looks cool. And the track is damn good as well. Now, word is that you're going to be doing a tour coming up this spring. I know that we haven't announced it yet. When the announcement happens, what's the best way for someone to stay on top of what you're up to?
My website is 115tyndallroad.com, or I think the best way is social media, at Maddie Carlock on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz, you know, the internet.
Speaking of the internet, of course, Jailbirds is out now. What's the best way for someone to either listen to it or buy it?
I mean, it's on everything, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, YouTube. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, if you want to buy it, it's in vintage vinyl. I think it's going to be in Generation Records in New York City. It's in Jack's right now, the vinyl that is. So now it's just, you can just order vinyl on my Big Cartel, MattyCarlock.BigCartel.com, or we even have Bandcamp, because hardcore kids were hitting me up because they don't live in 2019. So I had to make a Bandcamp, which is just 115collective.bandcamp.com. Yeah, it's everywhere. Give it a Google.
And the track we're doing on the podcast is Geraldine. Tell us about this.
This song is about my friend who passed away. Her name is Dana Centeni, and there's a point in my life where we would hang out at McMahon Park in East Kingsburg every night at my friend's house, and we would just get into so much trouble, and it was like a beautiful thing, and I just wanted to capture that time in my life. And Danny Clinch came by, and we bonded over, you know, the blues and all this stuff, and he came in the studio, and he laid down those beautiful harmonica lines, and then he did two verses on it, which was a complete honor and just left me speechless because his voice is so just beautiful. This is about missing my friends. Very basic.
Beautiful is definitely the word to describe this song. Maddie Carlock, new album Jailbirds is out now. Keep an eye out for some tour announcements coming this spring. Maddie, thank you so much for falling into the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. All right, let's do that track. Here's Maddie Carlock featuring Danny Clinch with Geraldine on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Hugging parkway lines, chasing far away eyes. Black coffee and blue collar charm. Dirty Converses, pinned up jean jacket under a
smoky night, a midnight mistake, but not without a fight. I hope that our paths they cross in the end.
She's got me believing in love tonight. Geraldine, how have you been? It's been a long, long while. Geraldine, how have you been? It's been a long, long while. Here without your smile. Over family, baby, blood don't mean a thing. A youthful coat our wounded hearts would bring to the pavement where we rest our heads, but in our dreams we'd sing. From the dugouts where they'd fill their heads with cocaine and heroin.
Undiscovered in October crisp, from Kate's house of abandoned romantics, we slept like the dead, Lord. We deeply missed.
Slime poison is what it is. She's got me believing in love tonight. Geraldine, how have you been? It's been a long, long while. Geraldine, how have you been? It's been a long, long while. No sailor Jerry tattoos may fade. No sailor Jerry tattoos may fade. No sailor Jerry tattoos may fade. But never your smile.
Hey, this is Brian King from Reality Suite, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Since you are my light, can't bring you back. So I drive through the night, going fast, makes me feel alive. You make me feel alive. Lost what's left, what's right in my life. Now going fast makes me feel alive. You make me feel alive. Love the kind of burn, a brew. Love's a kite, a burn, a bruise.
Suite with Cut, Burn, Bruise on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off the Awaken EP, scored at realitysuite.com. It's also on the Jersey Rock mixtape. That cassette is available at intheclouds.io. And don't miss Reality Suite at the Jersey Rock Showcase at Jamian's in Red Bank on Thursday, February 21st. That show kicks off our showcase series, which is rocking a number of venues throughout the area this winter. Joining Reality Suite on the bill on the 21st are the Dead Ramblers, Morningside Lane, and the Walkarounds. Admission is free, and there'll be $3 Yuengling specials all night, courtesy of our friends at Shorepoint Distributing. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Brian Johnson of the Clydes. They've got a new album on the way, and we're about to rock a brand new Beatles cover by them. Brian, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Great to be here.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. I know there have been some changes with the Clydes since the last time we did anything with you guys on Jersey Rock. You have a new drummer, right?
We do. Pete Gambino. We're thrilled to have him. The thing with Pete is we feel he plays like a metronome and a jackhammer. He really gives us a new energy. And right now we're kind of in this mentality that, you know, all go for it mode. And Pete really adds to that. He gives us some energy. He gives us some enthusiasm. So we're thrilled to have him.
Word is you guys are working on a brand new album. How's that going?
It's going great. We're at the beginning stages. We just put down drums and bass. We're recording it once again with Neil Sabatino at Min 400 Records. Neil challenges us always to try new styles and really expand ourselves. And he's a type of producer where if he doesn't like something, he'll, you know, say it out loud. And we love that type of tension. So we're thrilled about it.
Any estimates as to when that will be available?
Yeah, we're hoping that it's going to come out over the summer. We feel they're some of our best songs, so we're pumped about that. Sometimes it might get delayed, but we're shooting for summer.
And in the meantime, if anyone wants to get a hold of your previous recordings, how can they do so?
Yeah, you can find them all on Spotify. You know, our Instagram page is, it's The Clydes Band. We still have a website, www.theclydesmusic.com, and we're all over Facebook. So, yeah, it's all out there.
And the track we're doing on the podcast, what made you guys want to do a Beatles cover?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. We first tried How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees, but we didn't think it was really working. So the song popped on the radio. We realized that Magical Mystery Tour is a movie, and we like to expand ourselves. It's always risky to do a Beatles cover and make sure you don't really, you know, mess it up. But in some ways, it's a little dangerous in that way. So we add some synthesizers to it. We add some cool fuzz. And it came out, and it's one of our favorite things we've done. So
we're about to rock that track. Brian Johnson of the Clydes, new album on the way this summer. And keep an eye on their website. That's thecludesmusic.com.
Yeah, that's it. Tom, thanks for having me.
And we're looking forward to that new release. We're looking forward to you guys making some announcements regarding upcoming shows. And I wish you the best of luck with your new drummer.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Have a good one.
It's you right now. Let's rock that track. Here's the Clydes, rocking the Beatles, Your Mother Should Know, a 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Let's talk it up and dance to a song. Was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago. Your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Your mother should know. Sing it again. Let's talk it up and dance to a song. Your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
This is Phil from the band Corvallet, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Podcast.
Miles and miles away, miles and miles apart, I can feel the same, I've felt your heart.
Is it all right, can I tell you?
On the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their Forever EP is out now. Score it at Corvallet.com.
Corvallay is spelled C-O-R-E-V-A-L-A-Y. Joining us over the phone is Bubba from Vulture. Their Chapters EP is out now. Dude, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you on the Jersey Rock Podcast. And I know you guys have been going through kind of a transition. You have a new drummer, right?
Yes, sir. His name is Carmine. We had Mike Turner. He's still a part of the band, but he lives in Colorado, so he's not going to be playing with us much. You know, actually, Mike and myself started the band many years ago, early 2000s. Kind of started as a joke, a little intoxicated. And then he owned a studio at the time called MB Studios. And we started recording stuff, and it started getting good, actually. And then we asked Steve to join the band, and that's when we wrote the album Chapters. And it was only the three of us that actually recorded it. Steve played guitar, Mike played bass, second guitar, and drums, and I did vocals.
How could someone get a copy of Chapters?
You can go on our Facebook page at Vulture Music NJ, and send us a message, and we'll be happy to definitely reach out back to you and get a copy to you. Or when we start playing shows again, that's even a better spot to come and get the album. You can check us out live, check out other great local bands, and pick up their stuff also. You always want to support your local music.
What could someone expect from a live Vulture performance?
Chaos. Just chaos. Just the band's very talented. I am very lucky to be in this band. Just watch their fingers and their hands go. Play, man.
Now, when you guys are going to start doing live shows again, what's the best way for someone to follow you and keep track of your live performance schedule or anything you're up to?
Same thing. Just hit the Facebook page up. Well, I mean, send us messages. When you're at shows, come talk to us. We'd love to, get the fan base going again. And, we're very easy to talk to. We love talking to people about anything. Myself, I'm the vocalist. I write the lyrics and everything. If you have any questions about the lyrics, please, always ask about them. Always feel free. Opinions are always open, like us or not. Talk to us. Let us know. Let us know about the feedback. That's the only way as a band we're going to grow and get better and get a better fan base.
The track we're doing is Tear My Eyes Out. Tell us about this song.
It's the way I look at things at the world perspective. We have a lot of issues, as we know, and not just in America, all around the country. And sometimes you just got to see what you need to see and believe what you need to believe. You can't always believe and see what other people want you to see and believe. You have to take your own opinions and your own values and your own views to run a life. If you want to raise a family, you need to have the same values and views. And you want to obviously protect your future and guide them in the right light.
Bubba from Vulture, their Chapters EP is out now. So thank you so much for calling into the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure, and hopefully we get to be played on the Rat as much as possible, and hopefully we can bring a bigger fan base in the area and get some shows going then. Rock, you mean?
Hell yeah. Let's do that track right now. Here's Vulture. Let's Tear My Eyes Out on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah.
Future with Tear My Eyes Out on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Chapter 1 EP. Check it out on Spotify. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Weekly Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter at the club rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.